I've lived in Ketchikan for 45 years, and over that time, I've come to Wrangell many, many times, and it's just good to be here. And, you know, Wrangell is a lot like the other communities here in southern southeast Alaska. They're really communities, and it's a unique thing in our society today. I think the sense of community has disappeared from a lot of places across the country, but southern southeast Alaska is definitely a collection of communities where people support each other, they come together, and they might even be of different political persuasions, but they're still able to put aside those and work together as community. It's just a good feeling to be a part of communities like Wrangell and Ketchikan.
What would your top priorities be if you were to be elected? What sort of projects would you work for in the House?
The biggest issue for our legislature in the upcoming session is going to be how to balance our declining revenues. No matter how we look at it, our revenues for the state are going to be on the decline, at least in the near future. So how we prioritize and how we decide what in our appropriations budget and what in our capital budget gets funded and what doesn't is going to be a tough issue. And the only way I see that happening is if we approach it from a bipartisan perspective, and that's what my candidacy offers. I'm an independent, nonpartisan candidate who has a lot of experience working across, working with large groups of people and working with groups from different perspectives. And the only way that we can solve our problems is going to be in the middle ground, in the area of the middle. It's not going to be from the far right or far left. It's going to have to come from the middle ground. And my candidacy offers the best opportunity for southern southeast Alaska to have a voice in that and to be a proponent for cooperation, communication, and bipartisanship. So the biggest issues are that. Now, in terms of perspective as to my biggest priorities, that, I think, is the priority, is to contribute to the state legislature to help assist the legislature in coming across in developing decisions that will reflect the best interests of the communities of Alaska as a whole, but, of course, from my perspective, to reflect the interests of the southern southeast communities, which are diverse. There's diverse interests there, and I think I can be a voice to pull together those diverse interests, to encourage cooperation amongst communities, city councils, and other government groups, to encourage communication amongst each other, Wrangell to Ketchikan, Ketchikan to Heidelberg, and, you know, Metlakatla to Wrangell. I think I'm going to work real hard at trying to develop communications between those entities. And that's appropriate for my role as being the legislator that represents those communities. So specifically, projects that, you know, I think are going to need some attention in the future that are appropriate for the state to have have some hand in would be energy development. I think that's a big issue. SEPA, of course, is the body that's getting has the representation of other different communities, or they represent the different communities. And so for me, a lot of my job will be to facilitate that communication between SEPA and the different communities that SEPA represents, and to promote the interests of cheap, affordable energy, which, you know, all businesses can benefit from that. So if we can make steps towards that, that would be a priority of mine. I also am very much interested in developing and enhancing our fishing industry, which is huge in all of our communities here in southeast Alaska. And, you know, our fishing makes up 18% of the private employment in southeast Alaska as a whole. And we are a major supplier not only to the United States in fish products, but around the world. And I can only see a bright future for us that'll only get bigger in that area. The fishing industry can only get bigger as long as we do a good job of managing and protecting the resource and enhancing the resource, particularly in the mariculture industry. I'm interested in working towards those kinds of things.
Wrangell has the growing sort of boat repair and boat building industry. What do you think you could do to support that and help that grow?
Well, the Wrangell Marine Service Center has been a real big plus for the community. There's no doubt about that. And the state has had a hand in facilitating that or in supporting that. Hats off to Senator Stedman for really helping to push that, as well as former Representative Wilson. I know that there's a priority for the Wrangell community is to move into the next phases of that development and try to get the state to help with assisting in the appropriations for further development. And I'm going to work real hard for that. It's makes good sense for the community here. They have a good niche in the boat repair industry, and I know in Ketchikan we have many boaters who bring their boats up to here to Wrangell Service Center because our shipyard deals with a little bit more bigger operations, and so I will work real hard to see that the state, with their limited resources that they have, that at least some of those resources gets pushed in the direction of the Wrangell Marine Service Center, because I think it just makes good economic sense for the entire region, not just for Wrangell.
If you were to win this election, you would be going in as a new representative, and of course it takes a while to sort of build up leadership roles that can make you a really effective representative. How, coming in as a new legislator, would you plan to be as effective as possible?
My ability to work cooperatively across party lines will become apparent very soon if I get elected. My word is my word, and I'm a good, honest person, and I believe that that'll soon become apparent up there in the legislature. And I believe that my ability to work across party lines will be an asset to either coalition that I, either group that I join, that it'll be an asset, because no matter what group you're in, whether in the majority, minority, you still need to work across party lines to solve some of our state's hardest problems. And I believe that my abilities will come to light very quickly, and I will be able to represent our region quite effectively. And that alone, I think, will speak for itself in terms of potential for future leadership positions in the legislature, et cetera.
How would you plan to kind of keep in touch in Wrangell, and what sort of connections do you have to the community here?
In my 32 years as a teacher in the Ketchikan School District, I would bet that I have come to Wrangell at least 30 times during that period. And I know a lot of people in the community. I know a lot of the youth and their families in the community. I'm very much tied to Wrangell and to the community that exists here. And there's just no question in my mind that me as a legislator for this district of Southern Southeast Alaska, I will be that, a legislator for the entire Southern Southeast region. And I will push just as hard for the interests and the hopes of the community of Wrangell as I will for Heidelberg, as I will for Metlakatla, Ketchikan, Hyder. I'm going to become, first of all, very much aware of an increase in my knowledge in what those interests are. I know that I spoke with City Manager Jeff J. Bush here the other day on the phone, and they haven't established their legislative priority list yet. I'm going to be very much interested in listening and learning more about what those priorities are going to be. And every day that I'm in office, I'm going to be pushing just as hard for the interests of Wrangell as I am for any other community in our Southern Southeast region.
How would you plan to promote resource development, but while also keeping in mind environmental mitigation?
That's a very good question. I think the recent issues that have developed between on the boundaries between Canada and Southeast Alaska around the mining industry highlight the need for there to be a good, solid, balanced approach to development, as well as concerns of protecting our current resource base, most notably the fishing industry. With the recent disaster that took place at the Mount Polly mine on the Fraser River, it highlights the need to make sure that there's always good broad-based communication between our countries. You know, I'm not going to kid you and say that as a freshman legislator is going to be able to weigh in a lot on those particular issues. Those are international issues and more in the neighborhood of our legislative delegation. However, I fully support the legislative delegation's attempts to work with the State Department and to try to encourage the Canadian officials and the British Columbia officials to do a good broad-based review of the particular project at the KSM mine, and as well as some of those other mines that that potentially could threaten our resources, our fishing resources here on the Unic River, and on the Stikine River, and others. And so it's going to be a big issue, and I, you know, I'm going to be paying very close attention to those. Now, I believe that we can do much more in the area of logging and trying to promote a resurgence of the logging industry, at least a bit. It's never going to be back to where it was in the 80s, but I believe that we can do more, particularly if we look at different state lands, mental health lands and university lands, and find ways that we can access those lands for logging interests. I think that's an area where I would be looking to push for and to try to see if we can find different avenues to be able to get access to those lands, particularly down in Ketchikan. There is the Shelter Cove Road project, which potentially, if we tie into that Shelter Cove Road that's on the backside of the island, that could get us access to some of those university lands and mental health lands, and possibly open them up for timber interests, for logging interests. And that's a win-win situation, and so I'm going to be looking for those kinds of opportunities if I get in the legislature.
How would you promote transportation, specifically regarding the Alaska Marine Highway System?
It is very important. It is our primary infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, is that Marine Highway System. I've said from the very beginning of my candidacy that what we need to do is we need to come together, the entire Southeast Legislative Delegation, and try to promote what was there at one time, which is more of a rural-based coalition, to stand up to what we refer to as the Rail Belt Coalition, which has, you know, dominated the legislative appropriation process here in the last several years. Most notably, I think, for us, has been in the Marine Highway System. It's seen cuts over the last several years, despite Peggy Wilson's presence on the transportation committee. That Marine Highway has been neglected over the last several years, or received some significant cutbacks in funding. I'm going to work real hard, and again, what my candidacy offers is the ability to work across party lines. We have two Democratic legislators. One from Juneau, Sam Keto, and we also have Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who represents Prince of Wales in that region, and all the way up to Sitka, of course, and even up to Haines, although I think he was redistricted here just recently. So, but the point is that in order for us to get focus towards transportation interests as well as other interests for Southern Southeast Alaska, we need to resurrect that Southeast and rural, not just Southeast, but rural coalition to stand up to the rail belt. And I think that my candidacy offers the best hope for Southern Southeast Alaska to have a voice in that coalition.
Regarding the rail belt, I think there have been some concerns that education funding is shifting up there and away from Southeast communities. What do you think of that, and what would you do to fix it?
Education funding in general is always going to be a priority of mine. I come from an education background. I have lived and every day worked within the funding process that, you know, that has taken place in the legislature over the years. So every day of my career, I felt the impact of those decisions, and I understand what the impact of those decisions are in the classroom, down to the individual child level. So for me, as we face declining revenue, education funding is going to always be at the top of my priority list, primarily because it just makes good economic sense. If we start to neglect investing in our future, investing in our youth and in their education, it's going to hurt us in the long run in our ability to compete economically, both within the country, but around the world. We have to maintain a strong, educated workforce, and the only way that we're going to do that is to continue to focus on the education and the commitment that the legislature makes, and that, of course, is the funding of that education process. So I will work hard at that, and that'll always be a priority of mine. In terms of the gradual movement of education dollars towards the rail belt, that is a concern. And again, it's a reflection of the dominance that the Rail Belt Coalition has had up in the legislature. And again, if I am a part of this next legislative session, I think my presence will only enhance that ability to stand up to that rail belt by working across party lines, which I don't think our former representative, Peggy Wilson, did as good a job as I will do on that.
What do you think of the ballot initiatives?
Well, there's certainly some important ones. I will be voting in support of the Bristol Bay Initiative. I believe that we as a state, one of our biggest important engines in our economy is that fishing industry. And what the Bristol Bay Initiative calls for is just simply, not only does it call for the proper state permitting process to take place, but it finally calls for the legislature to give an overview and to vote, provide another check and balance, if you will, before that pebble mine project ever moves forward. And I think it's appropriate that the legislature moves in on that and has a voice on that. That they're accountable, that they've looked at the project, and they would say before they signed off that it's a project that guarantees the safety of our resources, our fishing resources, and those are so valuable that we can't put those at risk. So that's one initiative that I'll be supporting. I know that the marijuana initiative or legalization of pot initiative is a controversial one. I will be voting no. For 30 years I've taught in the classroom, 30 plus years, and I've been a part of what the Just Say No program, and I can't see myself moving, towards Just Say Yes. I'm not there. I know that we have bigger issues for sure in our legal system than the issues that marijuana causes in our society. But I'm still not ready to vote yes on that particular proposition. I would just like to go back on the marijuana thing. I could see myself moving towards decriminalization process, which is different than legalization. I could see myself doing that. That would allow some of our resources to move in different directions of areas of higher problems for our society, and less focus on just enforcing the pot issues or marijuana issues. So I could see myself moving towards that direction, but this particular initiative is about legalization, and I'm not ready for that. I am in support of raising the minimum wage. As we have moved forward and the cost of living has, of course, increased overall from year to year, a person who is working for a minimum wage still falls well short or well below the poverty level. And so therefore, they qualify for state assistance and other types of programs, food stamps, things like that. And so our society, ends up paying for that, of course, through through appropriations and tax dollars and things like that. It makes good economic sense to me to raise the minimum wage. I believe that that money will always be spent back in the economy, and I believe that it'll has greater potential to for those individuals who work at that level to be not so likely to depend on other social programs to compensate and to help them with their living costs. And so it'll save money in the long run. And again, that money will be circulating in the economy. So yeah, I do support the increase in the minimum wage.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I'm excited about the opportunity to serve Southern Southeast Alaska. Being a resident here for 45 years, I'm very familiar with each of the communities that I will potentially represent. And I'm excited about that opportunity. I know people in each of those communities. I know their families, and I know the issues. I believe strongly that I'm the best candidate to represent the broad perspective of views and the interests that exist in the communities here in Southern Southeast Alaska. There's just no question in my mind that I bring the skill set, experiences, the knowledge of the communities, I think are broader based than my opponent, and I believe I will do the best job of representing those diverse views. So I'm very excited about the opportunity. I have great respect for my opponent. She comes from a good family. She has a, you know, I taught two of her children. She's a good person. In the end, though, it's about who has the best skills and the best abilities to make the broadest difference and have the best impact on our region, and I believe I'm that candidate.